So I think sometimes when I do these plays, and I've done quite a number of plays about women leaders, Longo is one of them, Kafuti is one of them, Lueji is one of them, and the thing about Lueji is also Lueji's 1600s. She came to power. Her father chose her, not her brothers, to come to the throne when he died, which for me was another signal that. It really didn't matter whether you had female or male children. It was the one that was capable that was chosen, yeah? And so a younger female sibling could come to power over her brothers, her more powerful brothers. And she did.